You are listening to Real World News.
France violates Somali people's rights. They are the scapegoat, but they are actually French citizens. Each summer, problems arise with the nomadic peoples living in France, both foreigners and French nationals. The mayor of Nice and member of the UMP party, the Union for a Popular Movement, Christian Letrossi, recently made remarks that were described by some organizations as xenophobic and dangerous. In declarations to the press on July the 7th, Letrossi likened the behavior of the Romani people, nomadic communities mostly from Romania and Hungary, with that of criminals, and said that Islam and democracy are incompatible. In May, the French police dismantled Romani people camps in Saint-Denis, close to the country's capital Paris, along the Var River. In Lyon, 200 Romani people were temporarily sent to the gym after the arson of an abandoned factory they were occupying, where two women and a 12-year-old child died. The French association SOS Racisme, which fights against all kinds of discrimination, will file a lawsuit against two French politicians, Letrossi over his remarks of July the 7th, and Jean-Marie Le Pen, former leader of the National Front, main party of the extreme right in France, who on July the 4th described the presence of Romani people in Nice as horrible. The situation of Romani and nomadic people in France is precarious. Besides, they suffer the increasingly violent rejection of the people and the authorities. The head of communications of SOS Racisme, Aline Level-Kremer, told Real World Radio that in France, where there is growing hostile social and political atmosphere, the Romani people are one of the scapegoats of the economic crisis. "We witness violence and hatred by the public authorities," she said. The European Union has also pointed at the existing loopholes in the French laws in terms of the schooling of Romani children. In fact, despite there being a law passed in 2000 called the Besson Law, which forces the French municipalities to establish places to host nomadic peoples, many municipalities have not yet adopted the corresponding measures, thus denying the nomadic peoples the right to housing. For this reason, the communities are often forced to squat illegally, which fuels more conflicts and controversy. Unfortunately, these policies are often popular, they have the backing of part of the population. This is no doubt a classic strategy we have seen before, and not precisely in the best moments of history, said Aline Level-Kremer.
Indeed, thank you very much for noting our recent public announcement in regard to France. We have been for quite some time monitoring the situation of the Roma living in France, and together with our partners from France, we have been closely looking on the human rights situation and the challenges affecting Roma communities in France. And as you mentioned, indeed, we took note of the fact that the reality shows that evictions are taking place on a similar pace as in previous years, despite the fact that once with the change in the government or in the administration in France, there have been promises that the new administration will look upon the situation and the challenges faced by the Roma communities through a different perspective or through a different, let's say, lens in a way in the political campaign. There were promises that from the current president that the Roma migrants or the Roma in France should not be treated as the previous government treated them. But then there was even a promise that evictions should stop and that suitable solutions should be provided or identified for the Roma community. So in a way, the reality shows that promises made in electoral campaigns are not all the time kept, and the approach of the governments can be very much similar. So even if new administrations are in place or legislation is changed to a certain extent, practices are quite similar. And in a way, we are witnessing the same practice as the previous government applied in terms of Roma, where we had a high number of evictions and a high number of expulsions of Roma from Romania or from Bulgaria living in France and sent back to their countries of origin. So the report, our report, highlights the fact that forced evictions continued, and forced evictions continued in a way, in a rather similar manner as previously, meaning that they do not all the time respect the European standards and the international law and human rights law. In most of the cases, forced evictions are taking place without due consideration of individual circumstances, of social considerations of the individuals living in these situations, due notice and consultation, proper information, and the possibilities of these individuals to appeal the decisions of evictions or subsequently of eviction orders. So that's pretty much, I would say, the picture. We are basically having a different approach from a new administration, but that goes along the same practice when we talk about Roma in France.
Well, Roma people are not nationals of France, but what are the the legal conditions of living for them on the French territory, and why are their rights violated by the French government?
Let me give you a very simple example in regard to the practices of expulsions of Roma in France. In 2011, in November 2011, based on research carried out by the European Roma Rights Center in regard to the evictions and in particular with the expulsions, the European Committee of Social Rights, which is a Council of Europe body, found France in violation with the European Charter of Social Rights, considering that the way the government expelled Roma from Romania and from France back to their countries of origins, first of all, violated their rights to dignity, and secondly, their right not to be discriminated against. The government was, in particular, targeting a community. It targeted in particular a group of persons based on their ethnic origin. The way France dealt with that, in particular looking at a specific group and targeting actions particularly against this group by identifying them, putting them into planes, sending them back into the countries, that was considered to be a discriminatory practice. Even that clear statement doesn't take so much presence today from the governmental officials, because in the previous government there were clear statements related to targeting the Roma communities, and there was even a Ministry of Interior circular which was looking into starting the evictions and subsequently the expulsions with the Roma living in France. Now we don't have those particular statements, but we have similar actions. So in a way, if you want, we see the same targeted actions towards the Roma, in particular migrant Roma coming from other countries. And the other aspect in this is that Roma coming from Romania or from Bulgaria, they are citizens of countries members of the European Union, and in this particular circumstance, they enjoy the same rights as any other individual which is a citizen of a EU member state. So we are talking about their right to travel, we are trying about their freedom to move, we are trying about their right to settle, to have a residence in any country from the European Union, and they have this right to travel or to settle, to be provided without discrimination in the European Union. So on the other hand, we also have a problem related to the fact that citizens from the European Union have been targeted and sent back to their countries. So we are not speaking about individuals which are coming from outside the European Union countries.
And I read that in January the 1st in 2014, nationals of Romania and Bulgaria, which are members of the European Union, such as you just said, for 7 years, will belong to the Schengen area and have the same access to employment and than other European states. What will be the consequences of this entry of these countries in the Schengen space?
I think I'm trying to think about this not necessarily in terms of of Roma, but generally in terms of what means for Romanian citizens and Bulgarian citizens. This, the European Union, it's all about sharing the same values and ensuring that every citizen in the European Union can benefit from the same rights and, of course, responsible and have all same duties. So, in a way, the Romanian citizens and the Bulgarian citizens will fully enjoy their rights, just as any other citizen in the European Union, in terms of traveling across European Union and in terms of finding work anywhere in the European Union. So that doesn't imply that it didn't happen until now. Yeah, we know that travel and work was allowed under certain circumstances that will be allowed also from January 2014. I think that in the recent period, there has been quite a lot of, public discourse inflated by the anti-immigrant or nationalistic rhetoric in several countries in Europe, not only in France, mm-hmm. but in Germany, in UK, Scandinavian countries as well, where there was a lot of concern expressed as to what will happen after January 1st, 2014. I would recall, if you want, the same concerns from Western European countries when Romania and Bulgaria joined in several years ago, mm-hmm. in 2007, January 2007. There was no massive influx of migrants as of January 2007 when Romania and Bulgaria joined. There was no invasion in Western European countries from Romania and Bulgaria. So I think in a way there's an opportunity which is taking on board by far-right groups or far-right movements or politicians trying to put on the agenda of the public discourse this threat which comes from immigration, and particularly in the case of Roma, from the Roma communities which would invade the Western European countries. And I think this is a misconception, and it is an inadequate way to put it, if you want. All the time there is a link which in the public discourse it is put between Roma, the Roma community and the Roma presence in Western European Union with a threat to public order. And that was exactly done by the previous administration, where there was a link between Roma and criminality, which was in a way supporting the idea that targeted actions against Roma are needed in order to respond to that threat. And similar statements are also occurring in France right now. You have politicians which are trying to resort to the argument, you know, that Roma are a threat to the public order, therefore only a security perspective policy can respond to that, which again, it is completely contrary to what the European Union is currently trying to urge the member states of the European Union to look upon the situation of the Roma communities and how to tackle this. And the approach of the European Commission and the European Union is not coming from a security-based perspective, but it is rather from a social inclusion perspective. Yeah? So it's not based on moving problem A from this territory to another territory. So you move problem A from point A to point B, just as the French government is doing. Yeah, it's evicting people and then sending back these people from their countries of origin, because the problem is not solved by moving it from one place to another.
And well, recently the French Prime Minister came to Romania, He made a visit there to strengthen relationships between both countries. How can France and countries Roma people come from collaborate to make the Roma people situation better?
I think in principle bilateral discussions are a way to move forward, and when states are cooperating in trying to identify ways how to better find solutions, in particular in this case on Roma communities, it is a model which needs to be acknowledged and which needs to be encouraged. The only problem is how this is happening. Because this is not the first time when a French official visits Romania and has meeting with Romanian officials. So similar meetings have been taking place 2 years ago or 3 years ago to discuss about Roma issues. But there were no clear outcomes from these meetings except public statements and public commitments from governments that they want to deal with the problems and that they try to identify solutions. I think where I agree to a certain extent with the French government is where it advocates for the fact that Romania needs to do more for improving the situation of the Roma in Romania. Where I completely disagree with the French government is that they advocate that Roma should stay in Romania and they should be there. In the European Union, we cannot accept this kind of approach because we know we are all free to travel. So in a way, there is a need to put pressure on states to do better, to integrate or to improve the situation of the Roma communities. But then we cannot put the pressure on a government to keep its own citizen in their own countries. You know? So it is very much depending on how you put the issue on the table and how you decide to address it. For example, what is also unacceptable is in terms of the Romanian response is that there is a zero moment which applies from 2012, when the new government came in office, and only that is to be considered in terms of how the government will be addressing the Roma problems, the problems faced by the Roma communities. So that in a way amounts to, you know, completely disregard everything that Romania did or did not to that certain point, and it's like putting aside the fact that the Romanian government more than 10 years ago adopted a governmental policy to address the challenges faced by the Roma communities and just, you know, establish a zero moment from 2012 onwards, which again, it's unfair and it's unrealistic, politically speaking. You know, once you had a commitment and you were not able to fully implement that, you cannot just erase that. You cannot just say, well, from now on, everything matters. But these are political discourse.
And what about the different models of Roma integration in Europe? What are the differences of in terms of public policies?
Generally, there is a anti-Romani sentiment in many Western European countries. And the Italian government, as a matter of fact, is one of the bad practice examples. I mean, in 2008, please don't forget that the Italian government adopted a state of emergency stemming from the fact that the presence of the nomad people, were so-called nomad, which were Roma, were considered to be a threat to the public order, and a state of emergency is usually enacted when you have civil unrest or civil war or earthquakes or an extraordinary situation. So the Italian government considered that the presence of the Roma in Italy amounts to an extremely serious threat to the public order, which the European Roma Rights Center challenged and won before the Supreme Court in Italy, which considered that state of emergency as being illegal. There are different models, coming back to your question. There are different models and there are different good examples. If you look on the recent report of the European Commission on the implementation of the national strategies on Roma, you will see that the Commission is quoting some good examples. There's one even from France, where the European Commission indicates a model of cooperation at national level for establishing a group for assessing the problems faced by the Roma communities, and it is a working group which has connections with local NGOs, local communities, with Roma and with government officials on trying to identify solutions. There are many good practices in European Union member states countries. You know, Romania is also given as an example in the European Commission's report in terms of ensuring higher education for Roma students at different levels, like secondary school and university schools. And there are other examples from Hungary and also from Spain in terms of training police officers on human rights and Roma rights. Spain is also a good example in providing housing solutions for Roma communities, where they also ensure access to public services like health, education, so on and so forth. So there are different models. The problem is that we need sustainable long-term measures for improving effectively the lives of the Roma. And unfortunately, at where the Roma are living, in their communities at the very local level, in cities or in villages, sometimes these governmental commitments which are adopted and presented are not fully translated there at the very, very local level. And that's why you cannot see so many models, if you want, or good practice examples, if you want.
What is the extent and the reality of prostitution rings which contribute to Roma treat, and how can the European Union deal with it?
Well, the European Roma Rights Center published a report a couple of years ago in 2010. A research was done in several Central Eastern European countries, like Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary, Slovakia, and what the conclusion of that research was is that generally speaking about trafficking in persons in these countries in Central Eastern European part of the Union, trafficking affects Roma disproportionately, and even though at this point we don't have data, so there is no official data in terms of the extent of the situation affecting Roma communities. There's only scarce research in this regard, but indeed the European Roma Rights Center found that Roma are much more vulnerable to trafficking, including sexual exploitation, and here we speak in particular about women. But this doesn't have to do essentially with the Roma culture, or there is no unique Roma feature in this regard. What we see, what the research was concluding, was that in general poverty and social exclusion, which results in low education, in high level of unemployment, coupled with domestic violence. So these factors are equally affecting Roma and non-Roma to be drawn into the trafficking. So Roma are much more vulnerable from the objective factors they are affected by, as I just outlined them: poverty and exclusion, and unemployment.
Okay. And to finish, a last question: What are you expecting from countries such as France to respond to human rights requests from European Union?
It is very simple. You know, at the end of the day, every Roma in the European Union wants something which every citizen would want, you know, to have a better life, to be able to find a job and to have an income, to be able to have its children at school, to have a health insurance, and not to be a burden for anyone in the society, but to live up a life free from evictions, from violence, or from police targeted action. The European Commission, since 2010, established a clear framework for all the EU member states in terms of what should they do to address the problems faced by the Roma communities in the EU. And that is very simple. You know, there's a huge discrepancy and gap between the social and economic status of the Roma in comparison with the non-Roma. And Roma are facing still discrimination in the European countries. So what the European countries have been asked for by the European Commission, it's simple, is that they should look into the education and to the challenges with the Romani children are facing. They should look into the health situation of the Roma and identify ways respond to those challenges. States should look into the housing situation of the Roma communities and try to address accordingly those problems. And states should look into the employment situation of Roma communities and close the gap between the Roma and non-Roma in terms of the access to employment, in terms of opportunities in the employment. So all the member states, you know, all governments agreed to that at the highest political level from the European Union to the member states' political level. So they only need to enforce those commitments, to really put those commitments in practice, because now all those commitments are on paper. So states, member states, including France, they should really show that what they put on paper, they will put also on practice.
Okay. Well, Mr. Gergely, thank you very much for your answers.
Thank you very much for that.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to Real World News.